You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, I know it's kind of cliched in Denver morning radio to talk about leave early, allow extra time. But my God, that is the case yesterday and today, really, with all the closures and traffic snafus that Aaron was reporting on. And we'll have another report from him in just a few minutes here. 76 and 270 are a mess this morning, and it's got to be because of all the icy conditions. So, yeah, really, really plot things. If you can be like the schools and go in later today, it probably would be best if you could try to do that.
If you parked outside, I guarantee you're going to be scraping for a little while. Yeah. And it's funny, I just did receive a text from Knickknack, my wife, and she said, yeah, if we do send our kids in for the 2 hours today before we have to pull them out early, she said they'll be there for recess and lunch. So it looks like they're just taking a day today.
Yeah.
And yeah, the reason we got to pull them out is try not to be jealous, but I get to go look at a dead body today. Sadly, I had a family member pass away, and today, this afternoon, is the viewing, and my family is big on the viewings, and I just...
You don't get it?
I'm not on board 100% with this, Dom, at all. I'm wishy-washy. Yeah, I've been to quite a few, and I don't care for them. This one's going to be super hard, because the person that passed away I was extremely close with. Yeah. But the big debate going back and forth over the past couple days was my children. You know, one is 10, one is 6. And do you take them to something like this? And Knickknack and I got into the conversation of, you know, how old were you when you saw your first dead body? You know, that's a fun little pillow talk chat. And she was 12, and I want to say I was probably right around 13. So my kids are, you know, on the younger side. My son has been asking hundreds of questions about the process and what goes on and what they'll look like and he's extremely curious, and he's putting on a very bold front, you know, like he wants to do this, he wants to see.
He's got his brave face on,
and I'm like, buddy, it's not fun, it's not good, you might not like this, you know. And I've been giving him the warning. The six-year-old, I think we are going to keep out of the room or keep back. We're going to have numerous family members there, and I don't think we're going to let little Lila see the situation, but right. Reed is, man, he's really curious, you know.
Well,
and we're wondering, you know, is this a good thing for him? It kind of puts some stuff in perspective for a little rowdy boy, you know, on life.
I know people have their opinions on this, but this is not a one size fits all, and
at all.
You know, it depends on not only the age of the child, but the makeup of the child.
Sure.
And only a parent knows whether. And they don't even know. Parents have the best guess, I guess you could say,
yeah,
of whether or not that particular child could handle something like that.
That's the debate we've been doing, man. And I think I mean, he might, you know, but he probably will look today. I think he'll do it, and
yeah,
we'll see how it goes. I mean, we told him, I was like, bud, you might, you know, this might lead to nightmares, or you not sleeping well, or just sadness, and you kind of go through the whole gamut of everything.
Yeah, I don't see
potential
nightmares in this, but a lot of sadness, and I don't know,
So we'll see.
Possibly begin to counsel you on this. You know,
I know,
your children,
man. Yeah, so. I know. So it's this has been our headache the past couple weeks.
But I'm guaranteeing you, we'll get, you know, Facebook messages from people sounding off about what you should do.
Oh,
but,
yeah,
you know, that's,
more experienced than us, probably. Then
yeah, but it's not a decision that an outsider can make. Mm-hmm. For, you know, there's so much that goes into it. I mean, I am personally so opposed to the whole thing of viewings, and yet there are so many people who insist on them, and they want, mm-hmm, you know, that. And so it's like, hey, look, whatever works for you. The last one that I went to was, I don't know, a little over 3 years ago when Gretchen's father passed, and we went, and I mean, I love that guy. Gretchen's mom can't stand me. Her dad loved me, and we get along great. And it was the same thing. I was in that room for...
Just take a peek.
30 seconds, and I did not go close. I stayed on the other side of the room. I was like, this is not me.
I know.
You know? And
I know.
And don't know. Like, with Reed asking a lot of questions, that kind of leads me to believe that he has the makeup for handling this and understanding it, especially since you guys have sat him down and had talks with him about what's going on.
About the process and actually everything that goes into preparing someone to be laying there in a casket. Yeah. And, you know, Reed, man, he's very science-minded, too. You know, he's our math kid. He's our kid who still loves bugs and science classes and the science fair. And I think he's curious, man. He's a curious little kid, so... Yeah. We'll play it by ear. I think, you know, like I said, he's got the bold face now, but we'll see what happens when we actually get there and everyone's down and out, you know, and we'll see how he's feeling. So, but we're going to give him the full opportunity to stay out in the hall. You know, this is not a forced. I'm not forcing this on my children at all, but they will be there and I'm going to kind of let him make his own decision, I think.
Yeah, and I think you guys are handling it perfectly and
I want today to be over.
Yeah, I understand. And tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the funeral, so yeah.
Yeah.
And then I want to do something fun on Saturday.
This is not a...
Saturday needs to be fun. Is Elitch's open yet? I need some fun on Saturday, man.